Negotiations fail in the Central African Republic. Is your New Year's resolution travel? We have some ideas for you. And an audio Old Testament may be the key to the house of people. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rebels in the Central African Republic refused to make peace with President Bozizi in recent days. African Lynn Mission's Sam Thomas spoke with us at Urbana 12.
It's pretty severe, and we just really need to surround them with prayer at this time.
Rebels started overtaking key cities in the CAR a month ago, making steady progress toward the capital city. In addition,
there is the possibility of the rebel leader, Masi, arming people in the capital of Bangui because they have heard that there is potential ethnic cleansing going on. We're concerned that the machetes, the AK-47s, and that when it gets down to street level, there will be extreme bloodshed.
Fuel prices, food, and more will soar. Pray.
We can pray that Bozizé and Masi would look beyond their own personal desires for power and look for what's good for the country.
Next, peace continues to elude Syria. The United Nations and Syria could be headed toward becoming a failed state. The refugee crisis is expected to swell exponentially, and winter's coming. Many refugees are unprepared for the falling temperatures. Baptist Global Response is giving roughly 2,500 people blankets, coats, and rugs. That leads to a discussion about God's love. It's starting to change hearts. There's more at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. The working poor make up about half of Taiwan's population.
We have no breakthrough in the gospel in this big segment of Taiwan, and so we want to be a difference in there. We are looking to go to the heart of darkness in Taiwan.
Jeremy Shi serves in Taiwan alongside the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM. He spoke with us at Urbana 12 about the challenges they're facing.
I think spiritual bondage definitely is a main issue. Demonic activities are their way of life.
He says believers need a deeper understanding of the Great Commission.
The lack of discipleship in Taiwan in general is producing this kind of apathy toward reaching their neighbors.
Ask God to send more workers to needed areas of Taiwan.
A lot of people are going to China, but Taiwan is somewhat left behind, and we need help.
Meanwhile, it's 2013. Christians are setting goals to read through the entire Bible in a year. Many people have made resolutions to exercise more, eat less, lose weight, be nicer to people, or fulfill the lifelong dream of travel. Buckner International wants to give you some options in the new year. Buckner's Ashley Williamson says, how about a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip?
We'll go to an orphanage or a community center in the morning and then another one in the afternoon throughout the week, and just spend time loving on the kids, doing a Bible story, a craft. It's much like VBS here in the United States.
One of the other collection programs is for hygiene kits.
That included toothbrushes, toothpaste, shampoo, toiletry items like that, washcloths, and a little toy for the kids.
All of it's done in an effort to lead kids to Christ. Sign up for a free newsletter, get trip information, plus Shoes for Orphan Souls collection information through a link at missionnetworknews.org. And Hausa is spoken by nearly 25 million people in West Africa, mostly in Nigeria and Niger. The audio New Testament's been available for a while, but people aren't very open to it. But Audio Scripture Ministries just released the Old Testament in Hausa. The stories of Adam, Moses, and Abraham help bridge the gap to the hope of Christ. Gospel workers are pretty excited about the possibilities, but they need enough tools in which to work. They have details and links on how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book is going to tell you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Mission Network News link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.